Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, beloved. It's a joy to share God's word with you today. Wherever you're listening from, your home, your car, or on your morning walk, I pray that this message brings light, strength, and encouragement to your heart. Today, we are looking at the message titled, Walking Humbly with God. Our Bible text is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8, which says, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let me begin with a familiar but deeply moving story from Scripture. There's a man in the Bible named Joseph. You probably know his story. As a young man, Joseph had dreams of greatness. But instead of immediate glory, he was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, and thrown into prison. If there was ever a moment to become bitter or to fight back in pride, Joseph had it. But Joseph surrendered. He trusted God quietly, faithfully. He humbled himself even when the world gave him every reason to puff up or give up. And guess what? In due time, God lifted him up. From the prison to the palace, Joseph rose not by striving, but by trusting. His life shows us the power of walking humbly with God. What does it mean to walk humbly with God? To walk humbly means to take God's hand every day, every step, without demanding your own way. It's choosing trust over control. It's leaning not on your understanding, but acknowledging God in all your ways. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. You see, humility is not weakness, it's strength under control. It is saying, God, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22 verse 42. It's releasing the burden of trying to do everything yourself and allowing God to be your shepherd. Let me ask you, have you been trying to fix everything on your own lately? Have you found yourself saying, I've got this, when really, deep inside, you're overwhelmed? That's pride dressed as confidence. But God calls us to something higher, humble surrender. Jesus himself also showed us this path. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2 verse 8 that he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And what followed? Therefore God exalted him to the highest place. Philippians 2 verse 9. God honors humility. He blesses those who bow before him in surrender. Let's get personal. Are you facing a decision that feels bigger than you? Are you carrying a load you weren't meant to bear? Walking humbly with God means saying, Lord, I trust you. I may not understand, but I will obey. I surrender my plans for your purpose. When we humble ourselves, God gives grace. James 4 verse 6. Grace to endure. Grace to succeed. Grace to walk through the valley and still lift our heads high. Friend, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less and thinking more about God's will, God's wisdom, and God's way. Let me ask you today, are you walking humbly with God or trying to walk ahead of him? Are there areas where God is calling you to surrender and trust more deeply? Let this be your reflection as you go about your day. As you go today, I encourage you to walking forward in strength. Walking humbly doesn't mean walking weak. It means walking wise. It means walking guided. It means walking strong, because you know the one holding your hand is never shaken. So today, may you walk humbly. May you surrender proudly. And may you trust boldly. For in your surrender lies your greatest strength. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gentle reminder that strength is found in surrender and power in trusting you. Today, we choose to walk humbly with you. Teach us to lean not on our understanding, but to acknowledge you in every step we take. May your presence guide us, your wisdom lead us, and your grace empower us. We commit this day into your hands, our thoughts, decisions, and actions. Let them reflect your love and humility. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this devotional blessed you today, share it with someone you love. Let's walk this journey of humble trust together. And don't forget to check and download a copy of the Bible in a Year on our website. It's a one-year daily Bible reading plan that will take you through the whole Bible in 1 year. Until next time, keep walking humbly, with strength in your step and trust in your heart. May the Lord bless you richly.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.